You all saw the news flash? And you got the same
Yeah,
message?
I just saw it 1 minute ago.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I received an email, so I thought I can't mail you, so I thought I'd just drop it in the swollen.
Is it unlocked?
Yeah, that's my presentation.
Well, I kind of opened it a lot, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, everybody ready?
Okay. You need the news flash?
Okay.
Can we get started or is there some pressing issue? Oh, no pressing. Did you plug in power to the computer?
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced inside.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I didn't help the screen?
Yeah.
No, it's wrong. There's just one way to do that.
So it doesn't bother the tension way.
Yeah.
I need to have my own neck.
No,
yes, press
my
hand.
Oh, I was going to
yeah.
Be beautiful. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Did you change anything about this? No,
I just
okay.
Left it closer.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And a couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know, the information that I need.
Yeah.
So
it's
frustrating.
What you have to do.
So
yeah, I had a whole idea and then just diving into that. Oh, I have to do that. So
yeah, exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I have had time to integrate the information.
Okay, there we are again. Yeah. Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, who wants to start?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll start. We have to start it right away.
Yeah. This was you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done, observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also filled in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself. They dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. Users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for Aaron's eye. I don't know how a user can read that, but okay. There was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean,
they do need to be
on the remote control. I mean, if you can't control the sound settings. I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So, yeah, we have to be.
Doesn't have an equalizer.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
Mine
TV has, but
right.
we can't leave them away. Most relevant, most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, teletext, but we can skip that because I saw the new slash and teletext is so outdated that it should not be used anymore in the future, so forget this one. And channel setting, so for programming your channels in the right order.
Yeah,
on the project.
Not by mail. I received mail, but you don't. So
no, so it's a text file in the project folder. So teletext can be skipped.
That's in the presentation.
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience, or the targeted group. So it's above 40, I guess. The new product, or below?
Yeah, below 40.
Because that's pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought alright.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus.
Yeah.
And new product should reach new market, which is
below.
Customers below 40.
Okay, well, that's in the news. Okay, that's
okay.
Good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40. People are not so interested in a screen or speech recognition, but below that age they pretty much are. So I think we can build that in. Yeah, well, we can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because they find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions, but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them and stuff like that. So the physical aspect of it. And I think, and certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design, which does not make the remote control unnoticed in your room. It's actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room, so it's the people can say, whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control. So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions.
But
that
it also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
present and the colors.
Present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can change much of that.
Yeah, so, but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time there is a brand present on it, so
yeah.
I think that's not gonna affect it very very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part. Yes.
Okay.
It's open already, so you can use all of them.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Go here, Jim.
What is this? Oh no. How do I.
You pressed all that for?
No. I pressed the mouse button.
Oh, great. That's a self destruct button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you can do it from your computer.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Well,
yes.
All go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's nice.
Okay, I had two examples.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions and
mm-hmm.
buttons.
Yeah.
Easy one. I think we have to combine them and merge the best functions of all examples.
Yeah.
But yeah, the age is under 40.
Yeah,
yeah.
And marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of.
Okay,
functions.
So we have the option
so not
for
not
more
too
functions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have to explain the screen.
Speech recognition,
This one we can remove for kids. It's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah, from age of 16.
Yeah, but I think
prefer we use the basic options. We have to make them very easy, so for just zapping around the channels you can just push one button.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should just use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the news flash also stated that it should control only one device,
okay,
only your
device.
Television.
Yeah,
okay.
So
it's pretty easy.
No, yeah.
So there are not extra options in this case.
Okay, and I also, we have to make it fashionable,
yeah.
As you said before. Yeah, the basic functions, only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what you can do with the screen is all the configuration options, you can put that in the screen.
Make a screen menu to
do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it
mm-hmm.
looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what
clear menu.
Other functionality is the screen? What does the screen do? What does the screen do? They said they needed it. What does it do?
For the advanced functions, I think.
They didn't say what they want to do with the screen. But my guess is it's mainly handy for advanced functions.
Searching
for channel programming then. We're back online.
Very fashionable. The functionality will go down, so we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my presentation is a bit soggy.
Well,
which one is it? Technical functions?
Yeah, a little bit. No.
Functional requirements?
Yeah, I think that would be it then. No.
You
didn't
put it in?
That was, you know.
It's not really English.
Kick off. Oh, working design, got it.
We can go for the look and feel of the left example and then a screen on top of it.
Here you go.
Alright, how do I skip pages?
Just press
the keys?
Yeah.
Alright, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head and using my common knowledge about remote controls and, well, the info on the website, which came too late. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet. This is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this, but then the information came, and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow. So I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the actual design, but I never came around to do that, so I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button, it sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial frequencies. And or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, the signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. This was actually all I got around to do. I don't know if I'm too slow for this stuff, but
work hard.
Should we make a list of
all the functions we want? For those that didn't see it yet, the basic new requirements of the management were
no temp text, only for TV. It should be designed for a use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote control. And we have to decide on the functions and on the
target group. We have to make clear what that is. The target group of users? Or
yeah, users.
Because it says below 40, I mean.
Yeah.
So
that's, I think it's easy, but
yeah, there are male and female.
Children or just
yeah, below 40, so we
the
can
marketing research
where
started on the age of 16 to 25, 25 to 35, 25 to 45, something like that. So,
so below 40 is okay, but you need a lower level. Anyways, so is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40?
16 to
40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So they adapted pretty soon, I guess.
If you have a larger public, you have more options to,
yeah,
to sell a product.
Yeah. So what you might want to do is have customized the screening functions, if you know what I mean. Then younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
Sorry.
Yeah, that you can choose what the design displays.
That's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public,
yeah,
and the advanced options for the younger people who are more.
So they're all incorporated in the screen or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like you have a visual of the brightness with a kind of sliding bar and the bus and stuff like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the functions
you
can use regular.
Yeah.
And sure
make a drawing.
Yeah.
Draw very big.
Oh. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have one. Yeah, we get the idea.
Yeah, well, this is basically alright, remote.
Yeah.
Usually the power button
on
top, I guess.
It should be easily reached with the top.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it should fit right into your hand.
Right.
Right.
Most people are
right-handed,
so
right.
Maybe left-handed is special edition, but okay. Put it like here or something. Then you can put a screen, like on a mobile phone, also on top, I guess.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally
do it also with the top.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your thumb also reach the middle. Or you should screen at the bottom and then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so you have the
you
your hand and the screen is below
to hold it, so
and the buttons are in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, if you put the screen here, it's more about the functions now than the
layout.
Yeah,
layouts.
It doesn't
good
work too well, it's it's bad.
I can help it.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you get it. For example, if you put all the
normal piece of paper and this is that.
Yeah. Kind of hard.
Yeah.
Like if you have like 10 buttons for all the channels. And here one
for flipping up and down.
And volume.
Yeah. That's usually here, 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 here.
Yeah.
So we have up and down for the channels.
Left
and
to
left
right.
And right for the volume.
And those can also be used for menu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is really your department.
Yeah.
Then we need just the functional display.
Yeah.
And
yeah, okay, just as function.
And you,
so
you have
if you can use the function.
Most of the time you have one button in the middle, it
for
says
menu.
Menu.
Yeah.
And then if you press it, the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons to scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function, and then most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind of action. So you scroll into it, okay, you select a function like base. You just adjust it with these two buttons, then okay to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to an upper level, and then finally say okay exit, or one button to exit it. In one time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department too.
Do we need a logo or a remote control?
Yeah,
or?
But it should be if the screen is here, then the logo should be like
left
on
top.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but it depends on where you put the screen, but
yeah,
it's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean the position of the screen is also more essential than I mean we look where we have space left and then put the logo over there.
Yeah.
But
for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need a microphone.
Yeah, so it should be. I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah.
Why
I mean,
do you want to put the display in the bottom?
That is not sure.
That's not sure, but it's
yeah,
need
maybe
a display.
Because
yeah,
if you use the functions, your hand will block the display.
Yeah, okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you're going to use the advanced option, you're going to press the menu button, and then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a screen on top looks more logical to me.
Yeah.
Also, because people use mobile phones, I mean, they also
they
have a screen on top.
Okay, yeah.
So you just have to reach a little bit for the power button.
Yeah.
I mean, if you grab it.
Once it's on, it's on.
But
you don't need
most of
okay.
the times, if a TV is on standby, people just press it.
Okay, you put it on top.
Put it on. So we put this on top.
Yeah.
And then make the corporate logo like over here, RR. And just and the microphone, I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone. So these are some stripes, little holes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean,
yeah,
if the microphone is good.
To cover it with your hand, so
yeah. Okay. So on the top is better.
But if you hold the remote like this, put it on the top on the side.
Yeah.
It should be
yeah.
Depends on the sensitivity of the microphone. Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. So, but the screen is on top. And which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers,
volume,
channel up and down,
channel up and down,
screen
and control
over there.
Advanced options.
Yeah.
So maybe we should decide what advanced options we want to put on the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sound.
Base,
sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Yeah. Equalizer, or if you have sound, but not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble.
Yeah,
and
just remote control.
Yeah,
they're not used often. So.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to write.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have sound.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just. Oh, you have digital. You better write it down over there. So you have sound. Yeah, sound, and then within sound, I guess treble and bass.
Treble bass.
Yeah, you have the mono stereo option.
Yeah.
And
also.
There was something else also. And then
pitch.
Pitch.
Pitch. Yeah, but pitch isn't that. Yeah, that's the high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you use that?
Yeah.
People like.
It depends on the signal of the program.
Yeah,
and also the tuning part,
programming part.
Yeah, programming. So channel programming.
So we have sound. Yeah, channel programming.
And yeah, and the functionality of
television
No, no, of the remote, do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation or whatever, you know?
I think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones
Just
use that in the beginning, but
you can disable
under the advanced option.
Yeah. But the television itself has also the options of brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast.
Yeah, people don't want to sit on their knees in front of the television with usually only three buttons, and it's very hard to
contrast.
Yeah, contrast and brightness. Yeah, that are the most used, I guess.
And the only one in your presentation, right?
Well,
those copy those.
Yeah, well, I guess these were the only ones, I guess.
Okay. That's easy.
Yeah.
But so we have TV options, which is all this.
Yeah, the button options and
sound
the LCD options.
And do you have any of that?
Indeed.
The remote control options.
Yeah.
So you need two menus kind of thing.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly according to the OPRS for, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that communicates with the OPRS.
Yeah, with the chip and then translate, I mean. So you have an additional processor in the software part.
Yeah, we have power button, but that's present, channel volume selection present, numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color.
Color.
Contrast is.
Okay,
color and brightness.
Yeah.
And once you say channel settings or channel programming, so you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah, no,
and when it encounters one,
well,
it shows on your TV,
mm-hmm.
and then you can. Then you can select a number in your remote.
So
if you want
channel
to save
programming is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name the channel or.
Well, most TVs automatically display the name that you get through the cable.
Oh, they get the automatically.
Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It
on
only
your
has to match the channel frequency on your TV.
Yeah.
With the position on your TV and so your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica on channel number 5 or?
If you already programmed it.
Yeah.
If you want to move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be possible.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? But you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels, which are possible. I mean, like 1, 2.
Like
here, whatever, the bastard, and then some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Further.
Swap channels.
Swap channels. Okay.
So
all functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL5 on channel 5. And Veronica on channel 8, and you want to move Veronica to channel 5. Most of the time, you override previous
number. Well, but something
Used
to use the interface design.
It's pretty, I mean, you have to look on the menu.
And those are working
on the TV.
Also,
he only has to figure out how it has to look.
Yeah, but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result.
Yeah.
And the working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was designed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did
the
job,
but or is it too hard to just do it all on the remote to program the channels?
No, I don't think so, but I think the communication with the television is difficult, but that's not our part.
No.
You don't have to design protocols.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto-seeking is not a problem.
No.
You encounter a channel and then it just says, which number do you want to save this? And you just press the number on your remote, and then say confirm, okay, and then it's saved. It's easier, it's harder to, if you have already programmed it,
yeah,
to swap, so
we
have to think of something for that.
User interface designer can design a menu for all these functions,
yeah.
Or put them on the
kind of structure into
can
layers.
You make a map that's with all the, yeah, because it's now remote scales and documents.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout of the thing.
I think that, yeah, the layout of the screen, but I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more than the
interface? No, I think that's more.
Not all of the functional aspects of the.
Maybe more
of the. I think are not important.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do, so if you want to, you know, the changing the channels kind of thing is.
Okay, so he's layout and your function.
Yeah.
Or function.
I think
yeah.
That's a good
idea. Do I have to. Yeah, to make the menu layout also, or
yeah,
I guess so.
I think that's your department,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Because
we
he already knows
kind of
what.
Work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I make the menu, like I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to determine the way that it's made from.
You are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen. Menu screen, and I'm going to make a nice menu.
With some layers and
yeah, and also make clear which buttons to press to get a certain result.
Yeah,
because that's always the difficulty. Every device has its own.
Yeah, well, I guess this button, the OK
menu, OK
menu, OK, or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it, and then I want to confirm, I want to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the say button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button to go one step back. It's only two extra buttons, but if it's very clear that they are for the screen.
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display and one group for the basic functions. And
yeah, but they're incorporated.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because this is used for both.
Yeah, but maybe that's not. If you're zapping with your remote control, you can press the menu button, and then you are suddenly into the.
Into your
display.
Screen. Okay, so you should leave the menu button out of here, and just. Put it under the screen.
Just group the, we make these the advanced functions and these the basic functions.
Yeah.
So we make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
Well.
We swap.
That's your use department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we make
just
the.
You just find out.
You
in
just
the
make
the layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So we've got a menu button and
to okay and back.
Yeah.
So
okay and back.
Yeah, okay, firm and back.
Of course, the four arrows.
Yeah.
But those are still probably used.
Should
okay.
We save this picture or you know?
Yeah, I'm not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just to activate the screen.
Yeah, okay.
So then you button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons,
you
navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels.
Okay, so that's not.
Those are both.
Multifunctional.
Is it interesting for users if you put LED lights under the buttons so that if you. Press on the menu function that only the buttons that are used for the menu are like
lit up.
Yeah.
That's very good idea.
5 minutes.
Alright.
that's a good idea, because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Else?
Those buttons are lit up, but just one thing, should we use those two then, or only this two to scroll, and
I
then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, but you have to use this to adjust
for
some
you
bars.
Because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down.
Yeah. And maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
Well, we
yeah.
have those buttons.
The problem with the OK button in the middle is, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once when you're not already at your.
Yeah.
So maybe make one one OK button
and one
back
and
one navigation button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. Yeah, a multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So. Do you want to close down?
Right? Yeah, I want to close down now. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, it's not because I don't like you. But we have lunch break.
Alrighty.
And then we can work for 30 minutes. And I have to write very fast to make the mini.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see.
I don't know. How long is the lunch break?
I don't know. We have to
come
and stop you.
Do we have to write down our stuff now? Or? First lunch break.
I believe it's first lunch break.
I have to in my head now. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you can put the laptop back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Time pressure.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Sorry for my.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll kick your ass later.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works, but it
yeah,
should
you
be
saved
safe.
It? Does it save automatically in the project folder? Or?
Yeah. It's it should be here, smart board.
Oh,
I don't know if you can use it, but
yeah, you can open it with the picture.
And we have to make some maps with all the data we
yeah, I tried to organize it by these three.
I made these.
Yeah.
This is just my own map, so
yeah.
I put everything into one.
Yeah, I don't really mind. I just put the minutes here. And we'll see.
But you got some extra information.
Yeah, that's in the functional design.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just basically what I just showed.
But where did you get the news from?
Yeah, I got it by.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Right.